When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Terrible. The 49ers blow a gigantic lead to a very bad division opponent at home when everything was going your way. You lose 24-23, and it just really feels like this team never wanted it as bad as the Cardinals. The parallels between the 49ers loss to the Cardinals and the 49ers loss to the Rams, both division opponents, both teams the 49ers have manhandled, recently since the Shanahan era began. But man, both those teams wanted those games so much more than the 49ers. Now, who do you put that on, right? And so, like, anytime something goes bad, you just lost. This is bad. Two most important games of the season. This game, like the two game stretch, and then next week at Seattle, which they're struggling too. We'll see what happens during the 2 minute warning, down three to the Giants, but whatever, that doesn't matter right now. Good teams find ways to win. I don't know if you guys watched the Vikings game, the London game, which started super early. And it was like, man, Sam Darnold was the worst quarterback I've ever seen in my entire life the second half, but it didn't matter because the defense said, we got you, and we're going to pick up whatever you need. We're going to do whatever you need to get us to that win. And like, the Vikings are not a great football team, but they just constantly are just finding ways to win in the last seconds. Like, doesn't matter. We're going to do whatever it takes to get the job done. The 49ers is the exact opposite. They're literally finding ways to help other teams get the job done. They don't want it. They don't play with near as much passion. And I think a lot of that, I know everybody always wants to go straight for Shanahan, and I understand that. A lot of the blame needs to go on him. However, it was a one-score game in the fourth quarter, and Kyle didn't go away from the run game like we all have begged him to do throughout his whole career. It's a pressure situation, fourth quarter, one-score game. Kyle abandons the run altogether. He did not do that at all. He stayed with the run, and Jordan Mason coughed it up. Huge missed blocks. He gets teed off. A couple guys missed their blocks, but that doesn't matter. He still can't fumble the ball. Like, that's on him. That's on him. Like, last play of the game, you know, you're driving. You've got Kittle wide open. Stupid Jake Brendel calls, you know, a lucky or a blue call. I don't know why in the world he fanned protection to the left side. There were two guys there. There were four guys on the right. He calls block left. You get an unblocked guy. That's on Jake Brendel. And it's also on Brock Purdy. It's on both of those guys, but that results in interception. But the game was lost way before then. You talk about the red zone woes. I want to talk about that. But for me, when you talk heart of a football team, that is on the captains. That's on the captains to me. And I've been, Kyle, we'll talk about Kyle. There's issues with Kyle for sure. There's no doubt. A lot of this is going to be on him. But whatever I'm thinking, like, who is this on? I think it's on the captains, because this team had no sense of urgency. This team had no passion. This team had none of that out there on the field. Cardinals had a lot of it. Cardinals had a lot of it. The 49ers did not. They didn't. And probably one of the plays that kind of summarized this game, and I'm not trying to say it's on him. I'm just saying this is a small microcosm of the larger issue at hand. You got the hands to the face from Sam O on the touchdown play, which he was outside of the pocket. So you, all of the quarterback protections are gone when you're outside the pocket. And it's not like it was a late hit or anything. He came down, he hit him in the head for sure. Outside the pocket, it's not a penalty, but whatever, I digress. So they go for two. We get great plays up the middle, and two players that are on the edge stand and watch. And this is not who those players have been. One of those plays was Fred Warner, who did not have a great game today. And I understand he's playing hobbled and all that different stuff. You had Malik Mustafa and you had Fred Warner on the edge, the offensive left, defensive right side. They stepped up, played it, come to him. They both stopped and they stood there and watched as everybody kept pushing. And afterwards, you saw Fred Warner be visibly upset with himself and the result and all those things. But it's like, have we ever known Fred Warner to loaf? No. And I don't think that, like, he was loafing a lot, but it's like, man, this is the fourth quarter going for two on the 1 yard line, and Fred Warner loafed? Fred Warner's my favorite player out there. Drake Greenlaw's my favorite player on the team. He even got mixed up in the sideline, whatever. But, like, and I'm not saying that it's all on Fred Warner. I'm saying, captains, if you're going to lead and charge up and get everybody going when it's the toughest part of the game, you have to deliver and set by example. This game was not that. It really, really wasn't. You talk about all the missed tackles. Good gosh. I thought Nick Bosa had the best game of any probably 49ers player. He was incredible at the interception, had the tackle for losses, was incredible in the run game. He still had like four missed tackles. It's not even his responsibility in the run game up the A-gap on a lot of those plays, but he's in there. But arm tackles, he's getting ran through. Getting ran through. Come on, you're a captain. Trent Williams, probably his cleanest game of the year. Probably his cleanest game of the year. But, man, show some energy, some pizzazz. Get people fired up. Let's go. Run it behind me. We run it behind him, and it's not even going that well. Yeah, the run game actually was incredible the whole entire game. But we only ran it 26 times despite averaging 6 yards per carry. And people would sit there telling me like, oh, well, you know, 6-man fronts, 5-man fronts. I don't give a damn. You run the ball. You dictate the game. That's who you are. Be the bully. This is the problem. It's a mindset issue, right? And it starts with coaching and it goes to the captains. It goes down through everybody else. I'm going to get to everybody's super chats and comments and all that stuff. I got to get some stuff off my chest first. Some language going to come out. Okay. And rightfully so. You just lost to the damn Arizona Cardinals. You're 0-2 in the division. You should be pissed. Like, come on, man. That's not what a good football team does. 0-2 in the division. You get bullied at home. You got bullied at home. At some point, you got to man the hell up and you got to do something. And the 49ers aren't doing that. They're not doing that. Fred Warner's not doing that. I understand last game was one of the greatest performances ever. This wasn't it. This wasn't it. Nick Bosa, incredible. Herculean type interception, amazing plays in the run game, all those things. That ain't it. Like, you still can't have all those missed tackles. Charvarius Ward, I don't know what the hell that dude's doing. Debo, you're a captain. Debo's a captain. 3 catches, 9 yards. Oh, sorry, no, 3 rush attempts, 9 yards. Debo had 1 catch for 11. That's it. That's it. Kittle had a good game. 8 catches, 64 yards, 1 touchdown. He had 2 drops. Juwan Jennings, playing hurt out there with his wrist, he had a huge drop. Ayuk, he had a drop, but Ayuk had a game. 8 catches, 147 yards. Unbelievable. Finally showed up. That's awesome. Where was he at late? Where was he at late? He had over 100 yards in the first half. Third quarter, he had a couple takes. Fourth quarter, like, almost non-existent. And again, I'm not trying to sit here and say it's one of these guys. No, I'm trying to say, are you a captain? If you're a captain, show us. Kyle Juszczyk, he's one of the guys that blew the block that got Jordan Mason blown up. Still shouldn't have fumbled. That's not Kyle Juszczyk's fault. But it's just like, who are the guys that are driving this? The coaching staff can only do so much. And I'm not saying that they're, you know, whatever either, but it's so easy just to look at it. Okay, team lost, blame coach. That's simple. That's you know, level one understanding of football. It's a myriad of reasons. Special teams, god awful always, and we even got a positive special teams touchdown and lost. Do you know how hard it is to lose a game when you score a touchdown on special teams? It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible. Brock Purdy was great. Yeah, you got the two interceptions. I get it. One off a tip pass, one off of freaking Jake Brindle's stupid call, whatever, free blitzer. But still, the free blitzer, that's on Brock Purdy. And Brock Purdy had major issues this game, too. Would not throw the ball away. He just would not throw the ball away. He has to hold on to the ball forever. Takes unnecessary hits, major negative yards. We don't even have a field goal kicker. So if we were going to do a field goal kick late in the fourth quarter, which we didn't, we gave up how many? 14 unanswered points. The 49ers scored 0 points in the second half, by the way. That's, if you want to be mad at Shanahan, that's where it comes in. The one thing that I will say, Shanahan stayed with the run game. Should have ran it a lot more in the first and second quarter. That pays dividends in the second half, but whatever. You look at the red zone, this is where you should be upset with Shanahan. Obviously, you went 1 for 6 in the red zone without a kicker. You went 1 for 6 in the red zone without a kicker as an offense. You got all these guys. You got it. Now, a lot of it, you'd get in the red zone and the first play would be a penalty, a tackle for loss. Jake Brindle turn around and watching your quarterback or running back just get decimated by a guy he was supposed to block repeatedly. Dominique Pooney did it twice as well. Like, Dominique Pooney's amazing. But still, it's not the way it's supposed to go. You have to, at some point, say, oh, you got to stop with the whole, aw, shucks, or next play. No, bullshit. Get out there and do something. Charge somebody up on the sideline. And you saw Shanahan in the first half. He was fuming so many times. Juwan Jennings jumps offside when we're in the red zone. I mean, that dude, I wish he was mic'd up because it would have been like 15 F-bombs. He was losing his mind. Missed block by Dominic Pooney. Pissed off. Bad pass from Brock Purdy. I mean, so many different things, but they just compound. You got to get the hell out of your way. And it's just this mentality that seems to have permeated the top of this team, the captains of this team, that, hey, it's on me, put it on my shoulders, right? Like, and so like, okay, let's jump out of the 49ers real quick and just understand what greatness is, all right? Greatness, Michael Jordan, probably the clearest definition that most of us were raised with, right? When the game was close, everybody knew who was taking the shot, who wanted the ball in their hands. You always knew. You always knew. With this team, and this is kind of the way that they're built, Shanahan's scheme will find whoever that is. And a lot of times that's cool. But you look at our biggest losses, whether that's in the Super Bowl, whether, you know, if you look at big scale, if you look at just this year, who's our go-to?
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this. I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in. You pick your portfolio. It goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less. It's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he's struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Who's our go-to? It's the chalkboard. It's the way Kyle draws it up. That's my concern. Why don't you just say, look, the ball is going to this stud. And Ayuk's got 8 catches, 140-plus yards. Awesome. Kittle's going off. But even those guys had drops. Even those guys had missed blocks. Even those guys weren't great. Mason was on fire. Gosh, I wish he would have got the ball more. 14 carries for Mason, 6.4 yards per carry, but he fumbles it in the end. So, like, there's nobody that you could sit here and say, man, this guy, like, you got to trust and instill this freaking, I don't even know what it's called, but this, hey, it all stops with me. That's, and they don't have that. That's not present with the 49ers currently. It's, hey, the scheme's going to get somebody open. Hey, stick with this. It's going to work. Like, we're just going to stay with it. And it's not working. And you're giving games away to bad football teams. Bad. They were 1-3. They just got blown out. And they just came into your house and hung around. Alligator blood. Alligator blood. Like, you know what? Like, just hanging around. Like, that's all that they do. And it's the same thing you let the Rams do. And you let these poor teams beat you because you don't have killer instinct. Step on their damn throats and finish the game. Niners can't do that. Passive, passive, passive. 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 And there's a lot of guys that had bad games. We'll talk about those. There's a lot of guys that played well. And, you know, but I don't give a damn. You just lost by 1 point to the Arizona Cardinals. You suck. You suck. You suck. You had everything that you needed to go do what you needed to do to take hold of this division. You suck, man. And it's coaches. It's sure as hell captains. I'm putting this on the captains more than anybody. But it's role players, too. It's role players, too. Let's get to some of these super chats. Bobo, appreciate you, man. Kyle, the choke. Shanahan strikes again. I mean, I guess you can. They lost. They were up 10 points. You know, famous last words. And they showed the graphic how Kyle Shanahan's like 50-0, up 10 in the regular season. And it's like, you know, all Niners fans saw that graphic and were just like, we know in the postseason. We know how much of that. Kyle stayed with the run game. That was my biggest concern. I tweeted out, Kyle, please don't abandon the run game. It's one possession game in the fourth quarter. He always does. He didn't. I'm curious just for my own sake. I'm going to that last drive where we fumbled. It was an 8-play drive, 61 yards, 5 minutes. Like, it was perfect. You go out there, Brock Purdy pass, first play. It's 8 plays, right? Mason up the middle, 20 yards. Debo, right end. I love that call. It just didn't work. That's a rush play. So that's 2 rush plays. Purdy deep pass to Ayuk, 20 yards. Mason, right guard, 3 run plays. Brock Purdy, short right Kittle for 3 yards. Brock Purdy, short pass to Kittle, and then run. So 4 out of 8 plays were run plays. Like, I'd like to run the ball more, but hey, that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. You had 4 run plays, and then you fumbled. You fumbled with 6 minutes left. You fumbled with 6 minutes left. And then what do they do? And this is what I mean, okay? The Arizona Cardinals go on a 14-play, 75-yard drive to kick a field goal. James Conner run, James Conner run, James Conner run, James Conner run. Pass, 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 pass. Kyler Murray rush, James Conner run. James Conner run, James Conner run. Kyler Murray run. 9 rush attempts. You see the difference? Who are you? Oh, we're going to bully the hell out of you in your home field on the last drive of the game to take the lead. 9 runs. 9. We did 4 out of 8, and it's like, okay, that's pretty good for Shanahan. He always throws into these situations, so I'll take a 50% run pass, whatever, when it's like you have the lead. It's one possession, but you fumbled on the run. You fumbled on the run call. That's what it is. Bobo, it's getting hard to be faithful, my brother and sis. Now, that's the one thing that shouldn't change. Like, we are a spoiled franchise with 5 Super Bowls. Kyle Shanahan's gotten us to the NFC Championship in 4 out of 7 years. Like, there's teams that have never gotten past the NFC Championship in their whole entire career. So, no, we're not, you know, how do we end every single show? Stay strong, faithful. And, yeah, it's frustrating. You be frustrated, but you're still a Niners fan. And, yeah, frustration is real. And overreactions are real. And 24 hours after a loss suck. That's what it is. But nah, we're not like those other fan bases. That's not who we are. Bro, Montana, thanks for the super chat. Worst part of this game was Brady announcing cheers to great therapy. I didn't like it. I didn't like Brady. I didn't think he was terrible. I did think it was hilarious when he tried to break down that zone play touchdown, the very first play of the game. Nick Sorensen, yikes. But I don't think Sorensen called a bad game. That very first play, Kyler Murray, zone read, right? Keeps it off the edge. And he's talking about how Bosa's not supposed to do that. That dude has no clue how we run our defense at all. Bosa's lined up in a 7 technique on a double tight end side. So he's got a tight end outside of him. He's not responsible for the outside. Both tight ends and the tackle all down block. He has to maintain his gap. And in that, that's a gap exchange. Bosa goes after the dive every single time in that alignment. That was the way in Saleh. That was the way with D'Amico. That was the way with Wilkes. That was the way with Sorensen. That's who our defense has always been in that formation. Bosa did right. DeAndre Campbell did wrong. He walked straight up, got caught in traffic because he's an idiot. You got a gap exchange. Bosa's out here and Campbell's here. You go in, you go over the top. It's gap exchange. It's so simple. And then on top of that, so that was terrible. The corner kicked in decent. That was all right. Hufanga had a terrible angle. Backside backer Fred Warner got reached. That's why the problem. It was DeAndre Campbell, number one. And they weren't even close. and then it was Hufanga number two. Like that's our scheme. Now we do sick calls, but we're not in a sick call whenever he's in a seven technique with a tight end outside. There's not one high school football program, let alone NFL team, that would ever run that scheme ever. Anyway, yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan of Brady, but I didn't. It's the first time I've listened to him. Not great either. Michael Pickle, my man. Appreciate you, brother. He said that one hurt. Drink on me. Thank you. Yeah, I got to behave. It's still your wife's birthday, all that kind of stuff. So we're hanging out and doing that stuff. But yeah, the tequila is going to start pouring as soon as I'm done with this show. 1,000%. Thank you, Michael. Phil, my man. Giants just blocked second field goal, ran it back, touchdown, the win. So it looks like the Rams lost, and it looks like, yep, Seattle lost. Every team in the NFC West lost except for the Cardinals. You could have gained. You could have been tied for first. Now you're 0-2 in the division. The opportunities, whenever they present themselves, do you cash them in or do you let them slip away? The 2024 49ers are a slip-away team. Hey, look at all the drops we had, man. I mean, literally, I think everybody but Debo had a drop today. Kittle had two. Ayuk had one. Jennings had one. Mason didn't have one. He had the fumble, though. But, like, a lot of drops. A lot of drops that were just leaving opportunities. You're just leaving them. Laying around. You got to cash those in. You got to. Sin. Bright side. Seahawks at LA also losing. Yes, that's huge. You always got to put it. And so now you're a 2-3 football team. 0-2 in the division. We've been so spoiled. We've been fighting for the one seed every year. It seems like forever. That shit's out of our minds. We're That does not fit or compute with who the 49ers are currently. It does not. You got to win the division. And you are, to say you're behind the eight ball is huge. Now, the good news is the Seattle Seahawks, who are in first place in our division, we still get to play them twice. We play them here in 3 days. 3 days. I said before the season, it was the most important game on the entire schedule at Seattle, that Thursday night matchup. I said all week, it's the most important game on the 49ers schedule all year. And now, guess what? It's the most important game on the 49ers schedule. It's what it is. And you don't play the game, oh, well, if you have to lose one of the Cardinals or Seahawks, which one would you rather lose? I'd rather lose the Cardinals. But you don't. That's not how life works. That's not the way football works. That's not what it is. And so, yes, good that they lost. That's great. You still got to go out there, and you got to win this game. Because you're 2-3. We've been in these situations before, not in our division, though. Never in our division have we been 0-2 like this in a Shanahan era, I don't believe. He's owned the NFC West. Yeah, it looks like that is slipping through the fingers. You got to go out there, and you got to set a tone. National primetime game at Seattle. You got to go do it. Now, we're going to be there with 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We do not waver our fandom or whatever, the community. We are faithful and we are strong. We will be out there Wednesday night, baby. Man, 3 days from now. From 5 to 9 p.m., we're going to be at the Press Box Seattle. It's over on First Avenue, just one block south of the stadium. We're going to be there 5 to 9, hanging out with the community. And listen, one of the best things that could happen, you know, we've done so many of these, being around people in person. And voicing those frustrations and all those things is a real healthy thing. That's what this is called. This is therapy, right? Come out, be with us. The 49ers need you more now than ever. And the Seahawks feel the same way. They just got embarrassed by Daniel Jones without Malik Nabers. They're not feeling high and mighty either. And thankfully, we don't get to pick who's in our division. We got to go handle things. Then we got our tailgate set up the day of the game. It is going to be incredible. All you can eat and drink, premium food, premium drinks, premium liquor, premium everything. Kids in free. Obviously, they don't drink alcohol. At the Press Box, it's going to be all you can eat and drink from 1 to 4. Then we walk to the stadium together. Come join us. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Chris, appreciate the super chat and your generosity, my friend. JC, hope you are good and the fam's good. Thank you. He says, I've noticed this season, I don't have the confidence in our leads like I did the majority of the last two seasons. Long season, still, but not feeling great right now. Tickets will be cheap in a few weeks. There are, yeah. Tickets going to be cheap. You're not wrong. And yeah, we can't cash in. We got 10 points. We only scored 23 points. The offense only accounted for 13 points. 10 points were off turnovers. You had the Bosa interception where he got all the way past midfield. You got a field goal. And then you had the blocked field goal return for 7. The offense isn't scoring touchdowns at all. They're not. The offense is not scoring touchdowns. We're getting lots of yards. And guess what? Another one of those games where we got lots of yards, 384. That's our lowest, actually, of the year. That's our lowest of the year. But 384 is great. They only had 357. The difference was we had 3 turnovers. You don't win games losing the turnover battle. You don't. -2 turnovers? We had 3. They had 1. And you went 1 for 6. 1 for 6 in the red zone. That's why, Chris, you don't feel confident, because they have done nothing to give you confidence. They haven't. And we could keep here and say, like, oh, well, Christian McCaffrey's the problem with the red zones. Bull. No. Guess what? The Cardinals don't have freaking Christian McCaffrey. Now, they went 1 for 3 in the red zone. But other teams don't have Christian McCaffrey either. You got Shanahan. You got Ayuk. You got Kittle. You got Mason. You got Debo. Man, Debo was gone today. That dude wasn't even out there. He was, but, like, not good. Like, come on, man. Like, captains, where are you, captains? Where are you? Sin, appreciate you. Bright side, yeah. We talked about that one. Sorry about that. Riz, appreciate the super chat. Abysmal, yeah. This team is lacking in physicality, yeah. Yeah, it is. Defensively, it's not there. And I thought this was probably our best defensive game. We held them to 30% on third downs. That's great. That's really, really good. We held them 1-3 in the red zone. Really, really good. But the offense kept putting them in bad situations. Special teams sucks. Like, we had that one block kick return. Jordan Elliott blocked it. Awesome. And we talked about that on our special teams breakdown. Like, how close Jordan Elliott kept getting to blocking kicks. Like, he kept getting close to get his head. I was like, man, he's going to get one. He finally got one. Shout out to Demo on his birthday returning it. Demo played great. But, like, special teams outside of that one play was bad. Had terrible punt from Mitch again. And then, you know, right after we block the kick and run it, Jake Moody does a stupid kick. He kicks it short. Not supposed to do that. And so then he's got to go make a tackle. Not supposed to do that, but we have terrible kickoff coverage because it was a terrible kickoff from Jake Moody. His injury is not his fault, but, dude, you just kick a touchback like you're coached to do. You don't have to worry about that, and your foot's fine, and then we can kick field goals. It's a different game, but we are constantly putting ourselves in dangerous situations. And so then Jake Moody's got to go tackle. He didn't know how to tackle. At least he tried. Snaps his ankle. Hopefully he's not bad, but, man, that looked bad. And it's just like we constantly keep putting ourselves in these situations where you are hurting yourselves. You are your own worst enemy as the 49ers. Coaching, captains, players, all across the board. Offense, defense, special teams. Nobody, the defense was the best unit today, for sure. 100%. They have the 3 phases. The defense was the best. Until late, when it wasn't, and you got bullied. 9 rush attempts dragging you through first down after first down after first down. Over and over again. And offense can't score. You move great between the 20s, but that's it. And so, yeah, the lacking of physicality is huge. Now, you get back guys like Drake Greenlaw. That helps. That helps. Our safeties are so bad. All the safeties had bad games. All 4 of them. And we had all 4, right? Jair Brown hasn't had a good game yet this year. He's 0-for-5 on quality games. Way too many mistakes. None of them could tackle. Talanoa Hufanga had 2 major misplays in the first quarter. Then he got hurt. He got hurt on one of those. Then you bring in Malik Mustafa, who I thought played better than everybody else. Still not good in the red zone. But he played better. He played better than any other safety. George Odom played sparingly. Not good. Couldn't really even tell he was out there. Like, we're just not tough. And, like, all those guys are supposed to be tough. Malik, thumper. Hufanga, thumper. Jair Brown, thumper. You're getting owned out there. You're getting bossed around. The lack of physicality is real, Riz. And Drake Greenlaw's not out there to bring it. I don't know what else to tell you. Somebody else got to step up and do that. It's just not happening. And instead, I think the 49ers culture and play style is being defined by guys like Jake Brendel, who just turns around and watches people get tackled by the guy he's supposed to block all the time. That's my problem. Devondre Campbell, what are you doing? What are you doing? Leonard Floyd, that's the worst signing ever. He got pancaked twice on one pass play and just gave up the outside, and Kyler Murray just walks for a first down. Like, we have physical guys. Sam O is physical. That dude should be our starting defensive end opposite of Bosa. He's so damn good. And we'll break down all the film. Obviously, that's what we do. Every single offensive play, every single defensive play, every single special teams play, the last 3.5 years. And people always like get mad at me and stuff because I'll say something, but it's like, man, we're going through every single play, every single game, all the time. And I'm showing you, this is why I'm saying this. I'm not just saying stuff. I'm not a hot take guy. And if this is your first show you've ever watched us, I want to say thank you. I appreciate you. Subscribe. We go live every damn day, the whole season. And all we do is 49ers year round. This is episode like 1230 or something. Like, we live, breathe the 49ers, and we love this team. And do I think the 49ers will make the playoffs? I do. I think that they have the opportunity. But, man, the chances are getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer every single week. You keep shooting yourself in the foot. You're running out of toes. You're running out of toes out there. Now, if you want to watch the tape with us, which it's a short week, we're flying out to set up the event Wednesday morning. All the film will be broken down in the next 2 days. And the number one way to support the show, if you haven't yet, or if you want to learn football and why the 49ers keep losing these games, here's how you do it.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101? You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
All right, let's get to some more of these. Appreciate you, Aaron. You said it, John. Players acting like they're entitled to the one seed. You want things to be done one way, but they're not. It's the other way. It's what it is. You got to go get it. You got to want it. You've got to force things to go the way you want them to go. You can't just sit there and react. You can't do that. And whatever you have, your captains holding out and not showing up, this is one of the things that happens. And I know somebody's like, man, Ayuk was awesome today. Yeah, he was. He was. Best game by far. When it was clutch time, he had that 120-yard catch that was pretty good. I mean, Ayuk was good. Ayuk was really good. But, gosh, man. And I think Trent had his best game, too, of the season. I think both Trent and Ayuk had their best games of the season today. But, again, what is the message that has been built? Are we here to win championships, or are we here to get paid? And I know for us as fans, we're all like, oh, we're here for championships. Well, you look at the 49ers roster, I'm not so sure. Obviously, each individual player, there's 53 of them. It's not going to be the same for all of them. And a lot of them, championships aren't the priority. A lot of them is getting paid's the priority. That's just what it is. And the captain's got to bring that out. The captain's got to bring out the team camaraderie, the excitement level, the motivation, the powering through hard times, all that stuff. I don't care what the hell has to get done. We got to finish this. That did not come across on the field at all today. Did for the Cardinals. They're way hungrier than we are. Did for the Rams. Way hungrier than we are. Captains. Where are the captains? Where are the captains? Bobo, appreciate you, man. Our morale is down. Help us get it back up. And I'll say this, man, there were a lot of positives from this game. Brock Purdy's him. One interception was off a tip pass. Okay, he's short. That's going to happen. The other one was off of a freaking Jake damn Brendel. K- Can't call a damn offensive line protection to save his life. God, he sucks so bad. But that's also on Brock, too. You should have saw it. Whatever. Brock Purdy's great. And Kyle Shanahan seems to come out and say, we have all the confidence in the world in Brock Purdy. Like, I think that Kyle Shanahan trusts Brock more than any quarterback he's ever coached in his entire career. And I'm including that MVP, Matt Ryan. Like, he trusts Brock with everything. Now, Ayuk's back, right? I mean, that dude, that's incredible. You needed to get him back. 8 catches on 11 targets, 147 yards. That's, I mean, this was the type of game he had last year. 18.4 yards per reception. That's Ayuk. That's who he is. And the thing that I liked most about the Ayuk game was he was dominating man coverage. That's been the biggest issue. Ayuk's been open against zone all year. All year. But he's been locked up by a bunch of corners in man coverage early. Not this week. Not this week. And so that is awesome. If we could have this Ayuk that could destroy man and zone coverage. Because y'all remember, like, when we put our bets out in the past, you know, I give you the breakdown. Oh, they run this much man. They run this much zone. They run this much cover too. And we give you the percentages. And when you're playing against man-heavy teams, I would always bet Ayuk. And we'd always get paid. Not this year. But they saw a lot of man coverage. Ayuk took advantage of it. And he showed them what's up. That's huge. George Kittle was open the whole damn game. Had two drops. Two drops were huge. And, you know, I will put this too. Brock Purdy was good. But you would have had a touchdown. He had a terrible pass in the flats to Kittle. He made that amazing catch, and then, like, you know, it was on third down. He tried to extend it and then pulled it back, whatever, because he just wasn't close enough. That was a terrible pass from Brock. It's one of the worst passes of the game. Would have been a walk-in touchdown. He just floated the ball. Kittle had to make an amazing catch. And then there was another play in the corner of the end zone to Kittle, too, that was kind of like last week where he would have had to catch it over several players. He didn't make it. It's a 50-50 ball. He didn't get it this time. Sometimes you get him, sometimes you don't. Offensive line-wise, I thought Colton McKivitz played well. Dominique Pooney, I thought, had his worst game. Did not keep blocks very well in the run game or the pass game. I thought Banks was consistent. We'll see with the tape. It's hard to judge interior offensive linemen. The center kind of stands out because you'll see him with his hands on his hips, watching the guy 2 yards in front of him just get drilled and then just like shrug his shoulders and walk back. That's Jake Brindle, all-time watcher. Defensively, Devondre Campbell had 9 tackles and a pass deflection. Gave up that huge touchdown early. Devondre Campbell's not great. How many missed tackles did he have? Good Lord. Demo's amazing. Nick Bosa is amazing. Charvarius Ward's not. George Kittle had 2 tackles. What the hell is that on the stat sheet for? He got 2 tackles? Ugh. Turned the ball over 3 times. Thought Isaac Yiadom played well. I thought Malik had his best game. Malik Collins was great. D Winners, he's not giving up that linebacker spot. The only reason why DFF has been able to play ahead of him is because of health and coverage. D. Winters was better in coverage first start in the NFL than DFF has ever been, ever. And now DFF's not healthy. Like, D. Winters is not giving up that job. Sam Aquano's great. That dude's a beast against the run. He was blowing up the run plays, taking on the pulling blockers on the inside zone. And most of the times that they had success running the inside zone was when Leonard Floyd was out there. But when Sam O was out there, I just need to stick with that. He was blowing it up. Kevin Givens, decent. Jordan Elliott, decent. Had that block kick. Hufanga was bad. So, like, there's a lot of positives out there from a player evaluation standpoint on players improving and whatever else. However, when it came down to clutch time, pissed down the leg. That's what happened. They wanted it way more than the 49ers. Cardinals wanted more. Gold-blooded, thank you so much for the super chat. Red zone efficiency is trash. 1 for 6. You're right. Tacklage trash. Man, when we see these missed tackle numbers, James Conner does it to us all the time. All the time. Where's the offensive creativity? No screens. Brock running around when he can't dump it off. Debo just disappeared. Isaac Garrido had more touches than Debo Samuel. What? Yeah, that's true. He was more Isaac Garrido wasn't terrible. He's not good. He went 5 for 22. It's 4.4 yards per carry. He's been averaging 2 yards a carry. So he doubled that. That's good. Brock Purdy running around like crazy person. He had 33 yards rushing. Good gosh. Man. We let this one go. And, you know, I think a lot of times, yeah, Rick, I'm with you right here, man. You're going to let games go. Like, that's just happens in sports. It's a weird-shaped ball. Doesn't bounce your way. Sometimes you don't get the calls. You don't make the 50-50s, whatever else. That happens in sports. That happens. That's not what this is. This is not a, oh, man, so close. No, no, no. This is the second time this year where you just couldn't finish. You just couldn't do what was needed to win. That's the difference. You're giving things away. You're just giving it away. Gosh, man. I'm so pissed right now. And it's just like, gosh, all the opportunities are right there. I'm glad that these things are happening early in the season. You're 2-3, below 500 again. Not where you need to be. And yeah, David, probably my biggest critique of the offense is Brock Purdy refuses to check it down. And even on that play... Was it an interception? No, I think he ran. He ran and got positive yards on it, but he scrambles to the left, blah, 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 whatever else. Isaac Garendo's wide open, and he looked at him. He's like, I ain't throwing him the ball. And then he ran all the way around the other side and got like 2 yards. Like, there is something not happening upstairs for Brock, or Kyle is saying don't, because when we first saw Brock, his job was just like, man, catch, get out, catch, get out, catch. He's leading the NFL in time of holding on to the ball before throwing the ball. He's leading the NFL by a lot. Him and Kyler Murray are 1-2. Like, he is just allergic to checkdowns. That's what it is. Sancho, offense, 13 points against a bad defense. Embarrassing, especially whenever you're averaging over 6 yards per carry. Especially. Just quit running it 26 times. That's not okay. That's not okay. That's not okay. And people are like, well, you know, there's a reason why you got to throw the ball and all this stuff. No, no, no. You weren't efficient throwing the ball. 19 to 35. You weren't efficient. Yeah, you had 244 yards passing. That's good. But you also had 2 sacks. You had 2 interceptions for a 62.1 rating. You should have ran the ball 10 more times. Should have ran the ball 10 more times. And even our run game numbers are inflated because 4 of those rush attempts and 33 yards were Brock Purdy just being a crazy maniac running around. I like those. Those are positives whenever he rushes for positive yards. But like, designed run plays wear down a defense. But then, of course, Jordan Mason fumbled in the 4th quarter. Yeah, Bobo says, you know, 49ers looking more like pretenders. The 49ers is a good damn team. They have a better roster than so many teams, the teams that are beating them. They're playing like pretenders. The 49ers look good. They just can't stay out of their own way. They just can't stay out of their own way, man. Ah, it's so frustrating. What's crazy is if we would have freaking had a field goal kicker, we would have made a lot of money this week. Sadly, we did not. We did cover our over to field goal bets, which is huge. And if you do bet at any time this year, man, we put up our bets. We still way up on the season. This one I'll have to calculate once we're done here and get that out for tomorrow's show. But we're still way up. And if you want to bet with us. We have a good time doing it every week.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit in MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Dude, I love this comment, and this sums it up perfectly from A. Berna. Soft serve vanilla. Yeah, that's what it is. And the words of Kobe Durant, you are soft as baby shit. That's what this team is. It's just not tough. It's not imposing. It's not physical. It's not dominating. It's not those things. It's not. Now, you deal with the loss. You know, I've done this from a player's perspective, a coach's perspective, or whatever the hell I'm doing now. Perspective, podcaster, content creator. I hate those things. There's what you handle this, and you, man, you force that team. Now, it's a short week. Do you just put it behind you? I would not. As a coach, I would not put this week behind us. Obviously, nobody's getting a day off, as you know, you got to fly to Seattle, short week, all those things. You win the Seattle game, everything you want's right there. Everything you want's right there. You win the Seattle game. You're still not going to be in first place because you're 0-2 in the division. You'd be 1-2 at that point. But you win the next two games against Seattle that you do play them, and you keep winning out the division, you're going to be fine. You win the division, playoffs, you're in the race, whatever. But this needs to be an accountability point for the 49ers. I've been talking about captains. I've been talking about mentality and who you are as an identity. Right now, you are an X's and O designed on the chalkboard. Fluff, soft. That's not how you want to be described as a football team. You had one guy fighting out there, and he was on the damn sidelines. It was Dre Greenlaw fighting with players on the sidelines. He's not even dressed. That is your identity, and he ain't coming back anytime soon. You still got a month. CMC, you still got a month. So your red zone, you got to fix that yourself. Your physicality, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, no. And you're playing a soft-ass team next week. The Seahawks are soft. They are very soft. But, and you can say whatever you want about the Cardinals, they're not soft. They are a physical football team, and they draft physical players. And we saw that today. The 49ers can be that. They can be a lot better because they have so much more talent, and they have a better coaching staff. But, gosh, man. Right here, you know, we will get out-coached yet again. I don't think we were out-coached this game. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. We were put in positions. The two turnovers, they made plays. The two interceptions, they made plays. The fumble we gave them. The interception we took. The block kick and ran back we took. Gosh, man. I definitely don't feel positive about our coaching. But, like, I look at that game and I'm like, we gave them the game. We gave it to them. Yeah, this has been a major issue. Play action seemed to work pretty well. Don't know why we go guns so much. That's a Brock Purdy thing. Brock Purdy wants to see. Brock Purdy doesn't like being under the center. Brock Purdy wants empty sets. He wants to see. And, man, you know, one of the touchdown to Kittle, my favorite play of the whole game, we're in 12 personnel inside the five. That's big, right? One running back, two tight ends. That's a big set. And we go empty from the huddle break. Ooh. They had no clue what to do. Kittle was wide open. Like, that was just like, all right. That's the only touchdown we got out of the red zone. Like, we don't do that. We never go 12 personnel break to freaking empty set. That was awesome. That was awesome. And I'm the most run-oriented guy ever. Was as a DC, was as an OC, was as a head coach. Like, running messes things up. It just does. Run the ball more. But I thought that was awesome. I thought that was cool. But yeah, we need way more. And yeah, without the special teams, defensive touchdown, without the Nick Bosa interception, you put up 13 points offense. You say, oh, well, we lost our kicker. Well, why'd you lose your kicker? Because you can't kick it out of bounds? Maybe not a good kicker. It's not his fault that he was drafted in the third round. That's your fault. But now you got to get another kicker. But that's okay. Kickers are 100% replaceable. All of them are. Their kicker was replaceable. They just signed him off the street. He kicked a game-winning freaking field goal for them. Kickers are replaceable. Joey Sly hit a 60-yard field goal against us. Guess what? He was on our team, picked him up off the street. Yeah, Chase McLaughlin, we picked him up off the street years ago. Now he's a top-five kicker. Like, kickers are replaceable. I don't want Jake Moody to be hurt, and I hope he's okay. I hope he's back next week. But, man, if that's a high ankle sprain and he's a kicker, nah, you got to get somebody else. Just get somebody else. Ah, frustrated, guys. I know you are frustrated, too. We all should be. The trick is don't turn on each other. Argue your points. Social media is fun and all those things. Don't take it out on other 49ers fans. Take your lumps. Show up to work tomorrow. Let the people talk their trash. Say, hey, man, still week five. We'll see what happens. 49ers are fine. Thankfully, you're in a terrible division. Thankfully, you're in a terrible division. Yeah, let's make this right. So we're going to get to the tape. I'm going to start breaking it down as soon as it comes out in the morning. And, man, hopefully you come out and party with us in Seattle. It's going to be the most important game of the year. You want to talk about get right games? I mean, shoot, how many weeks are we going to say that crap? It's frustrating. Love you guys. You are awesome. Sometimes this team's effort sucks. And maybe this is the wake-up call that they needed. Don't know. Captains, man. Put it on the captains. Put it on the freaking captains. That's what it's got to be. All right, guys. That's going to call it for us today. Enjoy the content out there. You are awesome. Remember, what unites us is way better than what divides us. You are incredible people, and we're the faithful. And we are not those. We're not Seahawks fans. I love Seahawks fans because they're pretty fun and they get pretty rowdy. But you can't find a Seahawks fan that's like hasn't been around for 15 years. Longer than that, they don't exist. They don't exist. We're different. Be different. They're not like us. stay strong, faithful. Love you guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.